the Veterans Affairs Department needs to have a better idea of where it is using technology to know where it's going. That's the theory behind the recent effort to improve VA's enterprise architecture. And it's also what will become the data that runs the ruthless shutdown project. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details on that program and what the future of VA's technology looks like. Good morning, Jason. Hello? Yes. Okay. Tell us about the Ruthless Shutdown Project. What? That sounds tough.
So I have to give full credit to Amy Morris. She tweeted this yesterday at the Management of Change Conference. It's a great name for a rock band.
It is a good name for a rock band.
I think your tweet was number one on the trending list yesterday. but actually, it's really VA's effort to reduce the number of applications it's using across the department. Roger Baker is VA's Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer.
I'll tell you one that's a target of my affection in that area is the health data repository. We have Vista systems that keep health data. We have a corporate data warehouse that now extracts data from the Vista systems on a regular basis. And we have the health data repository that sits in between and does a little bit of what both of those systems do. At $30 million a year for development and maintenance of that system, I can think of a lot better things to do with that $30 million if it is a redundant system, and if we can find a way to make certain that all of its customers are served without having to run that individual system.
So VA will look at big applications, small applications that run on their data centers, their servers, their desktops, because that's where the big potential savings are occurring. Now, when we talk desktop apps, we're talking about Microsoft Office, Adobe Acrobat, things that we use every day. Now, there's also those that run across the enterprise and those are through the data centers, and those are such as time and attendance or scheduling or even the benefits processing software under the new GI Bill. Now, Baker says that under the data centers is where the really big money, because it costs VA to maintain and support those applications a few $100,000 a year. And as he said, if you have thousands of applications, that's millions, if not billions of dollars that could be moved around and changed.
So, Jason, explain how it relates to VA's enterprise architecture, the technology roadmap effort.
Right. Without the technology roadmap or modernization blueprint or enterprise architecture, there's always a name for these things. VA doesn't know less about where it stands and where it wants to go. In fact, just last week, Roger Baker testified before the House Veterans Affairs Committee and found that lawmakers weren't real happy with VA's progress or their efforts over the last decade to complete this technology roadmap. Now, Baker says the technology reference model, something called the TRM, is really a key piece to this ruthless shutdown effort, because it will standardize the versions, the type of software, and even the types of hardware that runs on VA's network. Now, Baker says right now it's more like the Wild West when it comes to software.
When you print out 64,000 items in a PDF document, it's about 100 and some pages long. 50 pages of that document are individual software packages where there is one copy inside the VA infrastructure. That's probably a good indication of things that really shouldn't be there. And we have to start working up that list. We probably have between 500 and 1,000 packages that ought to be running, that ought to be authorized as part of the TRM. The impact from a cost and a support standpoint can be substantial from that standpoint, from getting rid of software packages that shouldn't be running. The impact from getting rid of servers that are redundant is bigger, and virtualization is something we will focus on.
So Baker says there's about 64,000 software packages that now run across the department, and there's thousands of data centers that VA runs, and he wants to really reduce both of those. Now, of course, he brought up the favorite term that we hear throughout government, cloud computing, and how the effort that it can play to help reduce the number of applications and software packages that VA uses. Baker says right now this may be a way to meet the needs of its internal customers without the high cost.
When you start thinking about closing down an application, I think the first thing you're going to ask is there a cloud app for that? Can we provide access to some cloud app that 10 people need instead of VA running a particular application? And so I think we'll start to factor that in and take our low-priority applications and look for something in the cloud.
Now, he says there are three things that need to happen to move certain apps to the cloud. Now, these are Roger Baker's three things, not three things that are government-wide or anything. But basically, he says for VA to use applications in the cloud, the individuals, meaning the VA employees, accessing the information are authorized to see the data. So access to those cloud apps have to go through VA's authentication process. The apps obviously must be secure and kept private, big focus area for VA. And finally, and I think this is really key, the data that's stored in those clouds and for through those apps must be stored in a data center that's located in the United States. Now, this has been a big issue and a growing concern among CIOs. If you remember, under the GSA email as a service, not the most recent one, but the one they did internally, there was a provision that was put in toward the very end of that competition, and that was commonly called the Google provision, where basically GSA put language in that said you can store your data outside the U.S. Now, this was a big, big issue. This is something that Microsoft and Google are really fighting over, and a lot of CIOs, more importantly, are really worried about where's my data stored because of sovereignty issues and e-discovery issues and so many other issues.
And Jason, CIO Roger Baker, he's been at VA now for about two years since the Obama administration came in. His neck is about 2 or 3 miles out on a lot of these issues. And did he say where they're heading as an agency with IT?
Right, and he did. He tried to kind of give you a sense of where the next steps are. And I think that idea of shutting down applications is one. But like many CIOs, Baker's expecting VA's technology budget to increase next year in 2012. So he's already going, okay, what steps can we take to become more efficient? Now, that's a common theme throughout government.
Jason, I'm sorry, let me jump in. Did you say increase or decrease?
Decrease.
Okay.
It will decrease through, you know, he says it's going to decrease by almost $700 million in 2012. Now, the idea is to take money away from projects that are less of a priority and put the money into programs that are a higher priority. I mean, it's pretty simple, right? But, you know, when VA's budget drops to about $3.16 billion next year, that's, again, down by about $700 million, it becomes even bigger. And now you think, okay, it was still $3 billion. That's a fair amount of money. But remember, VA is the second largest agency in government. And this is why the enterprise architecture, the technical reference model, becomes so important because of the efforts around consolidation and how much attention it's getting. So let me give you a couple things, a couple areas where Baker's predicting agencies will go, specifically VA. Over the next 2 years, he believes the government will begin shifting away from providing mobile devices to employees and just give them that stipend, say, here's a list of approved products, choose one, and you own it. Now, this is very similar to what federal CIO Vivek Kundra mentioned a few months ago. The difference here is Baker's already seen an impact of those personal devices all the time at VA hospitals as doctors and nurses and residents keep figuring out ways to collaborate using online or cloud tools that aren't really approved on VA's networks. They want to use their iPhones, their Droids, their Blackberries to do this. And Baker knows this, and he's trying to make that happen, making the switch to personal devices happen more quickly.
I can tell you today that it won't be very long before we announce that the answer to the unnamed particular access device that lots of people love is yes. Yes, you can. You can plug that into the VA network. I have a few caveats. Our Angry Birds may not be an allowed application. We're probably going to make certain that it only runs applications that we know aren't doing unsecure things, but we're going to let you plug it in, and we're going to let you get access, second, to some of these great cloud applications that, you know, we know you want to get access to, and we're going to allow you to do that in a way that we're comfortable is secure. We are figuring out with the cloud vendors how it is that we accomplish what we want to accomplish and give our users access to the real cloud application.
Now, obviously, that device that Roger Baker mentioned there was the iPhone, but it doesn't really matter if it's the iPhone or the Droid or the BlackBerry or an iPad or, you know, whatever the multiple other mobile devices are really out there and that are hot. It's really the idea of what's being used and can it be used on the VA network. And that also comes the second point is Baker says for CIOs not to become irrelevant, they have to move to the CYO. And he likes to say the chief yes officer instead of the common phrase that we've all heard, the CI no. You know, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. So I think access to these apps, you know, within reason is really one way he's going to do that. And also he wants to, you know, so employees can do their jobs and not go around him and really see the CIO as someone who can help technology, help the agency really meet its mission. And this is a common refrain we've heard time and again, but it's something that's really becoming, I think, more real to CIOs as these mobile devices play a bigger role in agencies.